Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Joining me on the phone now, Corinne Williams, Senior Vice President at Organization Solutions, and where they are helping to build leaders and teams and organizations to have more resilience by getting the right people to develop in the right way. And Corinne, good morning. Welcome to Weekend Mornings.
Good morning, Glenn. Thank you for the lovely introduction. It's great to be here on this beautiful, sunny morning.
Yeah. Corinne, set the stage for us with resilience. Now, it's very much a buzzword these days, but what does it mean exactly as it comes down to the corporate or the organization level? Why is it so important?
Yeah, indeed, it's really popular right now. In fact, it's even got the same number of hits on Google as Game of Thrones.
Wow, now that's popular.
It's pretty popular, yeah. And I think that's because right now, resilience is about bouncing back from adversity and coming out even stronger. So we all need a lot of it right now. And interestingly, a lot we know about resilience actually comes from healthcare. It comes from trauma and doctors and paramedics. But it has been studied in many contexts. So it is indeed really important. It's important to happiness, health. It makes a difference to business performance. And obviously, more resilient organizations tend to be around for longer.
Yeah, when you think of a specific example of a company getting to a resilient state, what does that look like? They would go from which point to which point?
Well, it would be a company who was able to both weather storms, so they would have good processes and people in place to be able to do that, and they'd also be pretty good at adapting for the future, so have good ways of scanning what was coming up, and then processes and people in place to be able to adapt to that, coming up with new ideas, adapting old ideas to fit new realities.
And of course, now, you know, many companies are under a great deal of stress because, you know, revenues have fallen off or projects or clients or whatever. So they're struggling to catch up, to fill the pipeline, to get things going, get projects going. And yet at the same time, it's kind of a natural time to step back, take a look at what their resilience strategy is, and to incorporate some more steps in that process. How do companies balance those two elements right now?
Well, I think it really is that. It's certainly about making sure that you have the right people in place. It's about making sure that your leaders are both, you know what the capability of your leaders are, like who they are, what their characteristics are, and also what the practices they're putting in place are. And then also it's about trying new things. So now is a really great time to be experimenting. It's a great time to be trying to partner with clients and suppliers to see how you can solve one another's problems and even co-create new products and services. We're not coming out of this the way that we went in. And resilience really is it's a group activity, currently to be performed at a safe distance, but certainly it's about supporting one another. And building a bit of innovation muscle, you know, it's a great time to give your people and your teams the opportunity to experiment with stuff, see what comes up, and try new things.
Now, resilience can happen at a lot of different levels, right? Of course, we typically think of it happening in the C-suite and deciding the company should be resilient, but does it sort of filter down into lower levels as well? And what can both the differences maybe in between the upper management resilience outlook and the middle management resilience outlook be?
Yeah, well, certainly for leaders who are leading teams, it really is about three big things. It's about connection, clarity, and control. So staying connected keeps people feeling engaged and motivated. So for leaders leading teams, I would encourage them to make sure they have regular communication routines, encouraging team members to check in with one another. So in our team, for example, we have short daily huddles. We're all on Messenger together to stay connected. And also thinking about what you're communicating and how you're connecting. So make sure you're involving non-work areas as well. So we've been doing house tours and introducing pets and kids. I think we've all seen those funny memes of people who are doing some of that online right now.
Indeed.
Even one of our clients is even running virtual workout sessions where their whole companies are joining. So that not only enhances connection, but also wellness, which is very important to resilience. Secondly, being clear. So helping people be clear on priorities helps people focus. So both for yourself as a leader and your team, and if you're at a senior level, for your organization. We have leaders who we work with who do very simple things like the routine of three. At the beginning of each week, sharing their top priorities for themselves and for their team, so everybody knows what everyone is working on and is aligned. And then thirdly, control. So people get really stressed when they don't feel like they have any control. And right now, so much feels and is out of our own control right now. So where you can give people control, that's a really great place to focus. So for things like flexibility on work timings, involving and setting priorities and how the team works together are important to manage stress. From a CEO perspective, certainly it is about, again, continuing that communication. And it's about leaning on your network. So, for example, in our recent CEO roundtable last month, which was a physical roundtable, our future ones will be virtual, we talked about COVID-19 and economic trends. So all the leaders shared what their companies were doing, and each of them told us that they went away feeling they had lots of new ideas and options and felt better equipped to handle what was coming. So that not only gives emotional support, but it also provides those ideas and perspectives.
Talking with Corinne Williams, who is a Senior Vice President at Organization Solutions, talking about resilience. And Corinne, as you look at this new work environment that everyone is now coming into in Singapore and many countries, and that is the work-at-home virtual work environment, when you talk about connection, clarity, and control, what new importance do these three main topics take when you're in, you know, virtual teams and virtual work environments?
Well, many of them stay the same. They're always important for people and for high-performing teams, but some of them are easier if you're working in a physical location together. And virtual teams have been working with how do you maintain these different factors for many, many years. So, for example, certainly thinking about what the different types of communication methods you have. So when are you on a Zoom call? When are you sending a WhatsApp? Like, what is the message you're sending becomes particularly important. And again, when situation, building that connection is extra important because you will come up to conflict situations or situations where people are not completely aligned. And as a team, you need to be able to believe in the ability of the team to succeed, and therefore you need that connection. Lastly, I think the processes. So one thing that lots of our leaders that we work with have been saying is that when you move to remote working, it becomes very clear where your processes may not be so strong or clear, and accountabilities starts to get a little bit murky. So yeah. Now's a great time to clear that up. Because again, a real factor of high-performing teams is to have great processes and clear accountabilities.
When you think about some of those processes, what are you recommending to your clients? You work with a lot of organizations, you know, MNCs and SMEs as well, to get their work life in order, if I can put it broadly like that. But when we talk about remote teams, you know, is it a daily check-in? Is it three times a day check-in with people just to make sure they're doing okay, not to track their work or necessarily, you know, to check up on them to make sure they're not down at the swimming pool, you know, or maybe that too. I don't know, depending on your work environment. But you know, is there some best practice around how to keep those connections going throughout the course of a day?
I would certainly recommend a regular check-in on the team, like a short huddle. You might want to start the day with that, just so that everybody knows what's going on and stays connected to one another. Now, for some teams, that's just not possible. But for most of the clients we work with, then we would be encouraging them to do that. And then depending on what you're working with, put in a routine around a weekly or a daily check-in. Some tasks just require that closer connection. But as I said earlier, I think the other aspect to it is about clarity of what people are working on. But it's also about that connection. So, for example, one CEO we work with is just picking up the phone to people. You know, she's just picking up the phone to people and just having a quick chat. And she'll start the call with, I haven't got any agenda. I just want to check in and see how you're doing. And I think that's, it's very important not to lose that as we all move to remote working.
Yeah, it's almost the virtual water cooler at this point, right? We don't have the chance to go down to the break room and see people as we're, you know, getting a cup of coffee or whatever in the morning. It's got to be a more purposeful approach to doing that.
I love that. I love the idea of the virtual water cooler, indeed. And there's so much material to be shared out there. I think the other aspect, though, is just to bear in mind, you know, people are balancing a lot right now. And I think one of the new opportunities for leaders is to learn how to lead a team who is not working 9 till 5 or 9 till 6. People have children who, and they're trying to school from home, which is a challenge in itself, as well as holding down a full-time job and being productive. So it's a great opportunity for leaders just to understand where can they provide that flexibility for their people and still maintain the productivity, which is where I think being aligned on the priorities becomes really important.
Talking with Corinne Williams, Senior Vice President at Organization Solutions here in Singapore. Corinne, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to ask you to look into your crystal ball. 1 year from now, or let's say 15 months from now, what will the enlightened leader have learned about how to run their company, how to run their teams after we've gotten past COVID-19? What do you think that's going to look like? One or two or three things that inspirations that you think they'll have and hopefully changes that maybe they'll make in their own organizations?
I think, well, we've been working with companies over the past 20 years, as you mentioned, to help them find the right leaders, teams, and cultures for growth. And so one of the things that we, as we've been helping them do that, is think about what are the capabilities that leaders need to drive growth. And these become even more important over that course of that year. So the enlightened leader is certainly going to be able to understand how to manage an organization that is changing fast. They'll be much better at experimenting and trying new things out and adapting. They'll have a really good idea about the capabilities of their team. So they'll know who they have and they'll know where they are in the organization. And then they'll be really great at developing those capabilities for their people. And then lastly, I think we'll come out of this, and it sounds obvious, but much better at managing not physically. And that gives organizations huge opportunities to find the best talent, to support individuals who need a different way of working, and ultimately to take advantage of people's capabilities no matter where they are.
Fantastic. Corinne Williams, Senior Vice President, Organization Solutions. Thank you so much for being with us, talking about resilience today on Weekend Mornings.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.